You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Let's bow for prayer. Father, I love these bus kids so much. Thank you that the bus drivers and workers sent out a bus today to pick them up. I pray that the message of the hour would help them in their lives. God, give them some purpose. And then the rest of us today, I pray that we'd all recognize there's a purpose for our existence. In Jesus' name, amen. You stop and think of it. Every person here has a purpose for living. Every person. For me, I was fortunate. I found my purpose about 56 years ago. And it was the ministry. And I know that, young people. I know that, adults. God called me to be a pastor. I know that for all these years, I fulfilled His will. I can die of a heart attack tonight. And on the last breath, I could say, I fulfilled my purpose. I believe this auditorium, 3,000 seats, was God's purpose for my life. I remember building the women's dorm, the men's dorm, the commons, building the gymnasium, building at the other property, all that square footage, and the Spanish are over there, and the other ministries are there today. I believe God created me for this purpose.
Amen.
This is my purpose. I know what I'm supposed to do with my life. I'm to see as many people get saved as possible and take you to heaven with me. I'm to preach and get as many to preach the gospel and be servants of the Lord Jesus Christ as possible. We need you, young people. We need you in our churches. Brother Everson from our college, he has a stack of churches that are empty today with no people left, or 10 people left, or 20 people left, and that's it, and there's no pastor there. We have people watching our service in their auditorium this morning because they don't have a pastor. The average church size in America is 44 people, and all over America, there are churches that are without pastors. We can't send them. We don't have any more to send. We need you, young people.
Amen.
We need you, church members. Amen. We need you to serve God with you. What is your purpose for living? Don't get the idea that you have to find your purpose at age 25. Don't get the idea that you have to find your purpose at age 50. If you're 50 and you don't have your purpose, let's find your purpose. Let's find the reason why God has created you. My Bible says in verse 1, "But thus saith the Lord that created thee." God created thee. There's no such thing as evolution. You didn't come from a blob. No, God created you. He put those little fingers in your hand and in your feet, your toes, and He put your heart in its right place and put two eyes in the right. God created. This is not a evolving thing. And I formed thee. God created and God formed thee. And I redeemed thee and I've called thee. Look at verse 7. Even everyone that is called by my name, I have created. God created you. God created you for a purpose. I have created you. For I have created him for my glory. That's the purpose why God has created you, to bring glory as a butcher to God. To do your job. And do your very best you can. And to work hard. And don't live off the government.
Amen.
And to work hard for your family.
Yeah.
And to educate your children to love God. And to educate your family to love God. And separate it to God. God created you and He formed you for His glory.
Amen.
Look what the Bible says. And I have formed him. Yeah, made him. And yet most people go through life and they never discover their purpose. God created, think of this, as an auto mechanic. We have so many auto mechanics in this room this morning. God created you for that.
Amen.
I look at our auto mechanics that go to their jobs or shops all around here, especially in this area, all around here. And they go in the morning, they love it, they enjoy it, they love working on Mercedes or Infinities or this car or that car or BMW. They love the vehicle. I watch these men. They love it. They love the God created for. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if I went into a computer company and said, I'm here. Yeah, you're laughing. You know, I'm here. I'm here to show you how to prosper the computer company. That's ludicrous. I have no idea how to turn on a computer. I don't know if you speak to it. I don't know if there's something in the back. I don't know if you touch the keyboard. I have no idea. I don't know how to run a computer company. I recall years ago, I went with Brother Little to his company, and he was a high executive officer. And we got in the elevator, and everybody said, hello. They called him by his first name, but last name. Hello, hello. They're just, they're so kind. I just followed behind him. And he put a special card in, and it went up to the top floor of the elevator. And that was where all the executives were, and everybody just was stumbling all over him. I could not tell him how to run a computer company. I have no knowledge. These guys can tell you I have very little success with my cell phone. I'm what you called intellectually stupid. I don't know how to use a cell phone. You kids up there can all teach me about computers and iPads and cell phones. I have no idea. But I do know how to pastor a church. God may call you to be a banker. God may call you to be a computer analyst or a computer programmer. God may call you to be an engineer. God may call you into finance. God may call you to be a gardener. God may call you to be a hotel operator. God may call you to be a lawyer. God may call you to work with money and money management. God may call you to be a police officer. Thank God for all the police officers here today. God may call you to be a restaurant owner. God may call you to serve in some capacity. But no, I am not a computer man. But I am a pastor. And God says, for you, but I have created you. I have made you for my glory. Are you fulfilling the glory of God? Are you fulfilling God's glory? Say, well, I'm just making a paycheck. That could be to the glory of God. Tithes and offerings and feeding your family and feeding your children and educating your children and leaving a heritage to the next generation that your children may want the things of God. God says, for this cause I created thee, for my glory. Now, some of you are older. And you say, I missed my opportunity. No, you didn't. Moses was 80 when God called him. All the first 480 years of his life was preparation. And from 80 to 120 was all the days that Moses gave to the children of Israel his life. And he gave us the law, and he gave us the Ten Commandments that we have posted in our school over there. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not commit adultery. All those things that God said, Moses gave us those at age 80. Socrates at age 70 gave us his wisest counsel. I think today of Michelangelo. Michelangelo in the late mid-1500s, the Pope hired him and he said, I'm not a painter. I'm a sculptor. I make vases. I make busts. I make things of that nature. I'm not a painter. They said, but you are a painter. And I built this Sistine Chapel, and we have scaffolding out there, and you're going to crawl up there every single day of your life and paint on the Sistine Chapel ceiling, laying on your back. When Michelangelo accepted that position, he was 90 years of age. And it took him 6 years. And every morning he'd get up and he'd crawl up at age 90, crawl up that ladder, and get way up high, and then lay down on his back, and he began to paint the Sistine Chapel, one of the great wonders of this world. age 90. I think of people like Strauss, who gave us so much good music. And Strauss at age 80 gave us his best composers. And he was a great composer. Tennyson wrote The Crossing of the Bar at age 83. Perhaps you lived your life, you've worked your job, and now you say, I'm 80 years of age, there's nothing left for me to do. Perhaps God has created you for this moment.
Amen.
Whether you agree with them or not, I happen to agree with them. We have almost an 80-year-old president guiding this country.
Amen.
Almost 80 years of age, the oldest president ever alive. And he's guiding this country, securing our borders. He's defending the Jew. He's defending the unborn babies. He's defending police officers. And he's doing all that at age 80. I wonder what God's created you for. I wonder what God is. Look at verse 7. Everyone that I call by my, everyone in this room has a calling. God gave you a purpose.
Amen.
Nothing wrong with being a salesman. Nothing wrong at all. If that's your gift, if that's how God has gifted you, then use that gift for your family to the glory of God. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. I keep coming back to Willie being a butcher. And I want him say, I want a big old juicy steak. I'd have no idea where to start on a cow. You would. And it's making a living. And he's smiling from ear to ear back there because he found Jesus Christ as his personal Savior here so many years ago, rode a bus, and he's been providing a living for a family and for his home. And thank God for his life.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with being a contractor, building buildings. I think of the people that built these buildings and the buildings that people have built for houses for people to live in. I thank God for plumbers. I thank God for electricians. I thank God for heating and air conditioning people. I thank God for builders that can build out a house out of 2x4s. And for this cause I have created, for my glory, and I formed you. Let me tell you a story about a man. You probably know him. He was born in 1890, 3 years after my grandparents were born. In 1890, he lived to 1980. Let me tell you what this guy did for a living. This guy, for a living, here, are you ready? This man, he was a hotel elevator operator. He operated the elevator every day, taking people up and down. He was a fireman for a season of his life, and he worked in the fire department. He was in the military, World War I. He became a lawyer for 3 years. He tried being a lawyer, and he was good at it, but he didn't like it. He owned a gas station, and he worked at that gas station as he painted carriages. Because in those days they had carriages, and he painted all the wheels and all the spokes and that's what he did. He was an engineer. He worked on the railroad. He was an insurance salesman. He was a restaurant owner. He was the secretary of the Chamber of Commerce. That's a lot of work. Can you imagine having all those jobs? That's a lot of jobs. At age 73, he's now retirement age, at age 73. At his gas station, he was making, at the little restaurant right next door that he owned, he was making chicken. And people loved it. He sold that restaurant business in 1983 for nothing, $20.3 million. He then became the spokesman for the company. And for the next 20 years, he dressed up every day in a white suit. He grew a goatee. The goatee came in colored, his hair was white, and so he had to bleach his goatee to make it match. He wore a bolo tie just like this. And he went around America. They laughed at him at first. They scoffed at him. Who do you think you are? He goes, I'm Colonel Sanders, thank you. And Colonel Sanders created Kentucky Fried Chicken, worth billions of dollars today, billions. That man did not find his calling in life early. In the early 70s, he met Billy Graham, and he met another preacher, Jerry Falwell. And he came to know Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. And he lived for God. He became a Baptist about age 80 and lived all of his 80s for Christ and crisscrossed this nation, but he found his purpose. Let's close her down. Let me ask you this. What's your purpose? Well, you bus kids, you don't know your purpose. So right now, I'm not going to believe I'm going to say this because I hate this subject. You go to mathematics class. And you hate mathematics, right? You hate it? Thank you. Hands going up everywhere. But you go to mathematics class and you do your best. You go to English and you do your best. You go to history and you do your best. You become a good student.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
And when you get to be about age 15, you get a job. And you learn to work that job. And nowadays, I remember my first job was throwing papers and mowing the lawns and things like that. But my first real job I was making 90 cents an hour. Well, you can start a job at $23 an hour at In-N-Out Burger right now. $23 an hour right now. And they'll hire you at age 15. And you can work 20 hours a week and start saving that money and saving that money. Get through your junior year of high school. Get through your senior year. Maybe come to Bible college, Golden State Baptist College, and just keep working that job and get a guard card.
Yeah.
And all of our boys get guard cards. And they make $28 an hour, $29 an hour, $35 an hour as a guard.
Yeah.
Sign me up. I'm going to become a guard. And they're making all this money. And they're saving it because they're going to go in the ministry and serve God with their life.
Amen.
And so they need money for a ring because they're going to get married. And they need money for a table and for a bedroom set, for a living room set. And they need money for a wedding and for a honeymoon. And they need first and last months. And they need all that. And they need a car that will run so she doesn't have to push it. And she's driving it, or he's pushing it while she's driving. God's going to use you, kids, if you'll let him. So you put all the preparation in right now. Well, I prepared and I retired 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago. Well, maybe God has got you doing your very best ministry right now. Number one, I'm done. Never look down on what you do for a living. Whatever you're doing, never look down on it. Never look down on it. I think of an egg farmer. What a terrible job, an egg farmer. But I'm so grateful that someone collects those eggs and puts them in a container and takes them to Costco, that I can go buy them and have eggs in the morning. To me, that's quality. To me, that's life. One, don't ever look down on your calling, whatever it is. Two, always live for your calling. Always live for your calling.
Amen.
And three, make sure your calling glorifies God.
Amen.
Your first calling in life should be salvation. Are you saved?
Amen.
Did you trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior once and for all? You don't have to trust Him every day. You ought to walk with Him every day, but you don't get saved every day. I got born on August the 28th, 1751. You're listening. I got born a long time ago, but I got born again in 1956. God saved me. I've not lived a perfect life. I've still sinned. Oh, I'm so disappointed with my life at times. But God saved me and gave me eternal life. Do you have that hope this morning? In a moment, we're going to stand and I'm going to pray. When I pray, I'm going to pray for those that know not Christ, that this would be their day of salvation. I'm going to pray that every person in here would discover the will, God's purpose for your life. And then the pastors are going to be here and ladies will be here and they'll deal with you from the Word of God. It just takes a few moments to get saved. We won't make you stand up and shout out and introduce you or embarrass you, but just trust Christ.
Amen.
Have someone pray with you that you get saved.
Amen.
Like Willie did so many years ago. And then we'll let you go back and you can enjoy this carnival today. Would you get saved?
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.